5 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful morning here in Johannesburg. And of course, I assume it's a beautiful morning there in Durban. Our beloved Ustad is currently there. I think he is in Umhlanga. But nevertheless, it's the 26th of Shawwal, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad early this Saturday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein, and our brother Dawood Mota also is there with them. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Shawwal, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 125 and 126. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us in yesterday's lesson, when a person turns away from the reminder, the glorious Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, then we let that person lead a life that is a wretched, miserable life. The person can be millionaire, billionaire, multi-trillionaire, but deep down he or she knows that they are not really happy. There's no peace of mind, no real contentment of heart. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى, we will resurrect them on the day of justice, they'll be blind. So today's lesson, chapter 20, verses 125, 126. That person will say, can be a Muslim person as well, قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي, O Almighty Allah, how come you resurrected me blind here on the day of reckoning, the day of judgment, the day of justice? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا, I could see, no spectacles, no contact lenses, nothing maybe. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا, the simultaneous answer will come from Almighty Allah. My verses came to you, my Quran Sharif came to you, 114 chapters and surahs, 6,236 verses, and what you did, O human being, O Muslim, O non-Muslim, فَنَسِيتَهَا, you forgot it, you abandoned it. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى, Allah Jalla Wala never ever forgets. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا, Almighty Allah's knowledge, all-embracing, all-encompassing. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى, so today, O human being, you also will be abandoned and neglected. Today, in our daily lives, Allah forbid, husband, wife have an argument and it becomes serious. The husband tells his wife, you do my way or you catch the highway. Almighty Allah tells this person, get out. You abandoned, you neglected, you'll be deprived of my mercy. How many of us learned surahs, chapters, hafiz of the Quran, and we forgot the whole Quran, Allah forbid, or we forgot half the Quran and so forth. Therefore, O Muslim, read now with me the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Individually, Allahumma zakkirni minhuma nussitu, اللهم او بلابد الله ذكرني او الله you remind me يا الله you let it become perfect in me ما نسي to that what verses I have been made to forget اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسي to and plural we will read and collectively اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا حديث بخاري شريف بئس ما لأحدهم أن يقول نسيت آية كيت وكيت بل نسيا that is horrible terrible for a person to say he forgot this verse and that verse بل نسيا he was made to forget because he abandoned and neglected the noble Quran إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون Yesterday we were there in Ispingo Beach where my sister's place and family, wonderful meeting, so many members of our family meeting, some of them after many years also. So Allah Jalla Wala keep the mawaddat, mahabba and love and compassion and unite our hearts. But then whilst I was lecturing, I even mentioned last night after Isha, I'll finish up by 8 o'clock or so. Then the Imam Sahib, Maulana Ahmed, so was there. So remember Jiva, Maulana Ahmed Jiva, Allah Ta'ala reward the Imam and all the trustees. So he told me that carry on till 8:30 and 8:30 because there's a janaza. And so I said, fine. So then afterwards I came to realize, then Maulana also told me, see this lady, she embraced Islam. This lady, that she's crippled, she's blind, but Allah gave her Jummah. See, that is Allah. So we make dua for our sister, and then there should be very few people in the janaza, because no family and so forth. But yesterday, a good crowd there in the masjid, so alhamdulillah, we all read the janaza, and thereafter they took, you know, went to the graveyard and so forth. So ye to kudrat ka karishma, how Almighty Allah works in different ways. So we make dua for our sister Zahra, we make dua for all our marhumin. Allahumma fillahum warhamhum wa sakkinhum fil jannah. Allahumma zukum jannatul firdaus il a'la. Allah grant all of them jannatul firdaus il a'la. Quickly, few stories that every Muslim should know. Saudi Arabia, as I speak to you currently, this was in the Arabic news, Al Arabiya, and they translated also. So remember, they're exploiting the oil, and you know, $1 billion per day. You heard correctly. $1 billion. Maulana, you know what's a billion? One million is 6 zeros. Mm. 1 billion is 12 zeros. And in US dollars, not our rand and so forth. So that's their income only on the oil they're exporting. But who's benefiting? Mm. The royal family, and that's all. The public, the ordinary Ahmed, Muhammad, Fatima, Zainab, they don't get anything. What benefit to the Ummah? They'll give some crumbs and all that. Remember that to their people who propagate their ideology. So that is the tragedy of the Ummah. Story number one. Story number two, look at India. There, this is confirmed news. You must just Google it, you will find. The Indian apartheid regime has decided to recognize and legalize the rights of the prostitutes. That's what they are, prostitutes. And the people, ladies who sell their bodies and so forth, they will be given, remember, rights and so forth and so on. They'll be registered. Now, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. You want to treat the Muslims as second, third, fourth citizens, and then you allow your ladies to go and sell their bodies, and you will give them legal rights and so forth. So we don't have to comment. Any person who's got some common sense will understand how you destroy your own nation. Two. Three, remember the apartheid rogue terrorist regime of Israel. They're going to allow tomorrow, Sunday, that they can come and march right inside there, Masjid al-Aqsa, the compound, and they will go to Qubbatul Sahra, Dome of the Rock, what they call Temple Mount. And remember, not one, two, it will be more 110,000 people, according to the media. So we say to the settlers, without any apology and reservation, one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. Now, who's provoking who? I'm asking you that. Every Jutla, every Jew, be honest, remove your prejudice and biasness. Who is provoking who? You got no business to be in our place, but you want to steal. You stole Palestine. You stole our capital. You stole our Wailing Wall. We don't call it Wailing Wall. We call it Jidarul Buraq, where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on that miraculous nocturnal journey, the mode of transport conveyance that was used was fastened there. And then after 67, you stole all this. Occupation is terrorism. So that is what's happening. So Ummat, cry to Almighty Allah. I'm here in Durban, North Coast, and in Umhlanga. So yesterday, my brother Yunus, my nephew, he showed me an article, and he said that, see, that in Tongat, that 7 million rand, all corruption for the water and dust and so forth, gone down the drain again. Now imagine, money just goes like this and so forth. And we praise our ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani, our majlisul ulama. Thousands of rands have been collected for the Tongat project that is oversubscribed, and now they're busy with other places as well. Our wifakul ulama also have sent out the secular. So mashallah, that each one of us should ask ourselves how we can become an asset to this ummah. I'm right here by the beach. I can hear the waves, the sounds of it. So what do you do, O human being, O Muslim, non-Muslim, what do you do? فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. When you look at the ocean, you see the bubble and the foam on top. That bubble and foam is a symbol and sign of falsehood. It will remain on top and then it will disappear. See Russia. Putin is putting them in the right place. He's giving the whole lot of them a good threshing. He's a harami, but he's destroying the bigger haramis. Remember? And you don't know what harami means? It means B. So a big B also. So anyway, the point I'm making, so look at your ocean and see the bubble and foam. It's on top. It disappears. Anybody who's on batil, any person, organization, or country, sooner or later, Allah will decimate, destroy them. The water beneath the foam and beneath the bubble, wa amma ma yanfa'un nas, when you become an asset to humanity, fayamkusu fil ard, your name will shine and glitter forever also. So take that example, O people throughout the world, and remember that how we must become the water and not the bubble and the foam. So inshallah, today my brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah, he will be there with the Naat Qiraat between 6 and 8. Our brother Uwais will be busy with the news and so forth. And today, inshallah, the introduction of the youth program between 2 and 3 by brother Uwais. So inshallah, you can look forward to that. And tomorrow, inshallah, sorry, not tomorrow, today. No, it's still dark here a little bit. So today, Saturday, so remember, will be the Hajj seminar. And it will start 8:15. Hafiz Wadi informed me. So inshallah, it will start precisely on time, and it will continue till 1 o'clock Zohar time. It will be carried live by Ansar International and by Sirius FM and by CII, and inshallah, Markaz Sahaba will pitch in from 12:15, inshallah, 12:15 onwards. So make dua for the Hajj seminar, make dua for the Hujjaj, make dua Allah protects the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our Masajid. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum.
Ustad, there's quite a few listeners from this morning when we started our program are saying that Mufti Saab, we're trying to register for the Hajj seminar, but not allowing us, only saying error. Ustad.
Yeah, now that you must speak to Hafiz Wadi or speak to Radio Ansar. They are the host. So inshallah, just link up with them, with any of the Ansar chiefs, you know. So speak to them. I know Hafiz Wadi, then this brother Irfan Baks, and this brother Yusuf Sakur. And speak to them. They're the main chiefs here and so forth, and the main directors. So inshallah, in that way, they just come there 8 o'clock and then you can register, inshallah. Come early and inshallah, you can register, inshallah.
Ameen.
So if you can't get through, so Hajj is mashallah, and ibadat bin kulli fajjin amik. People will come far and wide. You can't come to Makkah, come to the Ansar. because every day is
Subhanallah. Ustaz, Dr. Saab says that all the best for your nephew's son. Dr. Saab is saying Hafiz Ahmad Umar. And Dr. Saab is asking, how true is it, Mufti Saab, that Mr. Putin announced that from now on, anyone who insults Islam in Russia will be arrested? Ustaz, Dr. Saab.
Jazakallah khairan, Dr. Saab, for all the du'as for our nephew's son. MashaAllah, nephew is Hafiz Ahmad Umar. His father is Hafiz Yusuf Karim. And Yusuf Karim's father is Ayub Karim. And my Mataji, my Kala's, you know, husband. Mm-hmm. And MashaAllah, that he is Haji Suleiman. And I told them yesterday how I miss my uncle and my auntie. Mm-hmm. Allah grant them, all of them, Jannatul Firdaus. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is what we need. And du'as, and everybody should read for ourselves, for our family and the Ummah, the beautiful Quranic Dua, chapter 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. Yesterday I was looking at my nieces and all of them, and they grew up now so quickly, you know. So I say, I think all of you are ready to get married now, you see. So Rabbana hablana min azwa. Nieces meaning nieces' children, you know, understood? That's what I mean. So Rabbana, nieces are all married, alhamdulillah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. That, oh Allah, grant us such spouses and such progeny and children that are the coolness of the eyes. You see, Dr. Saab, what is politics? Politics is expediency. You must say the right word at the right time on the right occasion. That is politics. So now he knows that the West is after him. Remember, they want to make Russia a pariah state. They have applied sanctions. They have done everything they can. They had the whole NATO, the whole Russia, the whole America, and remember Israel to a certain extent. They sent their mercenaries there as well and so forth. So now he says that let me take these Muslim countries and let me take these Arab countries and turn them to Russia. And it's a smart move on behalf of Putin. Putin is a master politician and strategist and tactician. So look at one thing I'll tell you about him. Whether they're right or wrong, that's a separate issue. Mm-hmm. But in time of your trouble, they will stand with you as long as it benefits both parties. Allah. Bashar Assad was dead and gone. Everybody wanted him out, majority of the people. Now, if you understand geopolitics, there's a place called there in Syria, Tartus, T-A-R-T-U-S. This is the main base of the Russians. Putin held meeting with Bashar and told him, I'm with you and no one can touch you. The whole Arab League all had to put their tails between their legs. They could do nothing. And America could do nothing. Israel could do nothing. No one could touch him. Bashar Assad is sitting days after the fall of Islam. He's a big shaitan. But Russia is there with him, and Russia got veto power. So that is how Russia will stand with you, provided you show your loyalty to them as well. Americans will never do that. Kissinger is 99 years old. He's anytime now on his verge of departure. Kissinger said, American politics is this. We don't have friends in the world. We only have interest. And when our interest is finished, then we will dump you and leave you. That is the condom policy of America. Understand that. But our Arab brothers, they don't understand. So when they start dropping them, then only they will understand.
Hmm. I see Sister Barbara, she said this morning, Ustad, she says that they're planning and thinking going back to the United States of America. My husband, Craig, was hijacked, Ustad. So Sister Barbara says she's done with South Africa. Ustad.
You see, my sister Barbara, my brother Craig, that first of all, I'm very, very sad to hear what happened. Your husband was hijacked and so forth. But you, I don't know you, my sister Barbara. I don't know you, my brother Craig. But you need to be honest. It is time for reflection. It is time for, you must remember, self-analysis. When you were an American and now you married a lady of South Africa or an American lady, you left America and came to South Africa. Mm. Why did you come to South Africa? I can't answer that. Mm. You have to answer that. What was your motive? What was your intention? I was offered jobs there in America. And this was before 9/11 in 2000. And I refused it. And the wages they were offering me that time was 77,000 rand. That was the equivalent if you take the dollar to the rand rate at that time. So I said, no, I don't want. I'm going back home. So always remember, and it's a lesson for you to learn, that you know South Africa is one of the crime-riddled countries in the world. We have one of the highest rape cases in the world. We have gender violence, one of the highest. Corruption, don't speak. You understood? You all know that. I don't have to repeat it. But the thing is, if you ask me, AK today, go to any other country, Muslim country, Arab country, anywhere. I'll say, no, we stay put here in South Africa. So remember that because halat conditions change and we don't place our trust in politicians, we place our trust solely, only, exclusively on Almighty Allah. Anyway, sister, I told your husband the other day when he was speaking about the shooting day in the school, and when I asked him, what about my children and our children in Iraq and Palestine? So he said that he rest his case. So I told him, pack your suitcase and go back to America. So it turned out to be true. And now you're packing up and going. So we say, bon voyage to you.
Jazakumullah khairan, Ustad. Sister Barbara says, but just to correct your statement, the crime is more higher here in South Africa compared to the United States of America. They are from New York, Ustad.
Yes, I visited New York. I landed there in JFK. So you go and everything and keep on listening to us.
Ameen.
We'll guide you along the lines, inshallah, through the internet, inshallah.
Ustad, when reciting directly from the Quran, from Surah Fatiha, listener from Escort wants to know, do we have to say Ameen before we start Alif Lam Mim, Ustad?
Remember that we are making a dua in the ending of Surah Fatiha. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. O Almighty Allah, lead us, guide us, show us the straight path. Siratul ladhina an'amta alayhim, the path of those upon whom you have conferred your bounties and favors upon them. So who are those great, great people, greatest of people? Minan nabiyyin, wa siddiqeen, wa shuhada'i, wa salihin, the prophets, the messengers, those who are extremely truthful, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, wa shuhada, our martyrs, wa salihin, and the pious people. So therefore, that are what we are asking, Ya Allah. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ladhdallin. Not the path of the Jews, not the path of the Christians. That's the tafsir and commentary made by the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are beseeching, supplicating, petitioning Almighty Allah. Then we say, Ameen. Ameen means, Allahumma stajib du'a'ana. Oh, beloved Allah, you accept our du'as. Yes, you should say, it is sunnah. And remember, in salat, out of salat, all, and at the time of dua, it's very good to say Ameen, whether you say it softly, you say it loudly, so all is acceptable.
A new listener says, my name is Daryl. Sir, I thoroughly enjoy your program early part of the morning on Radio Al Ansar. I am a non-Muslim, sir. I did a world tour and my last stop was Jeddah. How come you guys are sinning so much there in Jeddah, in Riyadh, Ustad? There's so much of prostitution. Daryl, Ustad.
My brother Daryl, thank you very much. And you hit the nail on the head. And I must, at this point and juncture, thank all the directors of Radio Al Ansar that this is a wonderful platform we have, so that people, Muslim, non-Muslim, anybody, and therefore I told our engineers, our Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota and all the Motas are there, please give the non-Muslims preference over the Muslims. I want to interact with them. This is how we can set the record straight. My brother Daryl, I don't know whether you heard the program right in the beginning. I translated and explained two verses from the Noble Quran. Then I explained that there was a funeral yesterday and our sister who embraced Islam and she passed away and she had certain challenges. She was, you know, blind and crippled and so forth. Allah granted Jannatul Firdaus. Then I told you, I give you a quick roundup. First item, I said Saudi Arabia is exporting, remember, oil to the world and whoever they want to. So, and their income on oil only is $1 billion per day. So the question I posed and the comment I made, but who benefits from all this? It's only basically the royal family. Everybody else will get few crumbs and so forth. Mm. So what happens is this, that you see Jeddah, now new Jeddah. Just I'm to digress 1 minute, my brother Daryl, I want to educate you regarding something. Jeddah. You know why Jeddah is called Jeddah? Your grandmother, my grandmother is buried there. You know the story of Adam and Eve. So Eve is buried there. Remember, I went to a grave also. And remember, it's a long grave in there, in Maqbara, in the graveyard there in Jeddah. So if you call it Jeddah, so it's because of the grandmother, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. And the old Arabs, they used to call it Judda, with the Dhamma Pesh and all that. Anyway, that means the harbor. So you can call Jeddah or Judda. So now with MBA is coming on the scene, Murtad bin Shaitan, he's not a Muslim. Daryl, he's not a Muslim, this guy, who's running there, who's a de facto leader. So his aim is to modernize Jeddah and Saudi Arabia, modernize it and de-Islamicize it. You got it, Daryl? Modernize it and do the bootlicking of America, bootlicking of Israel, bootlicking of the enemies of Islam and Muslims, and de-Islamicize it. You speaking of prostitution, all that. He, the man, has demolished the mosque also. He said, this mosque is in our way, just demolish it. So remember, everything, he allowed the drivers of F1, Formula 1 to come there, and they are promoting LGBT. Then he said the decibels for the azan, you know, the call for prayer, that must be brought down and must be reduced. But when they have their rave shows and music shows, then the decibels must be, the highest in the whole Middle East. The man rejects the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, openly. He said this. He said, I don't accept many ahadith. They in Bukhari, Muslim, whatever. And so how can such a person be a Muslim? Remember these type of things. So therefore, we cry, we pray. Oh, Almighty Allah, protect our holiest places and Allah guide them. And if there's no guidance for them, Almighty Allah, decimate and destroy them. There's a dua I normally read. You won't understand it, Daryl, but it is good for our Muslims who know Arabic. Allahumma ahlik ahle Saud, kama ahlakta adaw wa Samud. Ya Allah, these zalims, oppressors, dictators, and murtads, and apostates, and traitors, who are making peace with Israel and others, so-called peace, see Iraq. Iraq at least had that much sense. Yesterday they announced anybody in Iraq, he speaks of normalizing ties with Israel, you will be punished. It's totally unacceptable for us as Muslims to speak of normalizing ties. So that is what they are doing. They're destroying Islam in Saudi Arabia, de-Islamicizing and modernizing to show the world there's no human rights there and all that. You go and Putin speaks there when he's a Quad Met in Tokyo. So who was there? America was there, India was there, Japan was there, Australia. We are promoting democracy and not autocracy. Biden, you're a sleepy Joe. Yesterday, he mixed up North Korea with South Korea. I told you, you must go for a test, you Joe Biden. You really mixed up. You must go see, maybe you're suffering from monkeypox. You mixed up North Korea. He said North Korea also applied sanctions against Russia, but it was South Korea. He's confused and his fuses are blown also. So Biden, you say you're promoting democracy. Where's the democracy and human rights in Saudi Arabia? Where's the democracy, human rights there in Egypt? Where's the democracy and human rights in Emirates? These are all tenpot dictators. They all are out of the fold of Islam. You'll use them because not you love them, because you have a hidden agenda. So that is what the real geopolitics. So you saw it firsthand, my brother Daryl. Keep contact with us. Allah guide you to the truth.
I mean. I see Walter says that AK, 10 rand per liter petrol. He says, thank God I'm retired. Walter, Ustad.
Yes, what Walter is speaking about, we have many sharpshooters in South Africa, and we have many analysts and strategists. So they worked out everything, the petrol price, and it lands here to us at 10 rand 52, if you want to hit it. Let's cut it off and say round figure 11 rand. You know, fluctuation does that. But now when I go to the pump, I have to pay 25 rand, 24 rand, 23 rand in Gauteng, and here in Natal, in Durban, and so, because no transport cost and so forth, like how you have for other parts. So here you pay, what, 21, 22, 23 rand. So it means that half the money is going to the government. Mm. So when you work it out, Saudi Arabia, hey, there's 1 billion US dollars. Right? So remember, per day for the export. And South Africa, according to him, is 5 billion rand per month. The government is receiving revenue per month. Remember, 5 billion rand. So we pose the question to the government, Baba Upilo Mali, where is the 5 billion rand going to? So the answer we get, hayaz, you see. We don't know. It's going this way, that way, into somebody's pocket. And some will give you, you see. That is the big problem. See crime. See, remember, corruption. See cronyism. Cronyism give the cadres the jobs who are incompetent, good for nothing. But because they belong to your party, you give it to them. So that is South Africa's sad tragedy.
Ustad, brother Viraj and Yuvraj, they say that we heard you in Durban. We would like to come and meet you and we want to bless you. Ustad, Viraj and Yuvraj.
You want to bless me? But what you going to bless me? With the river Ganga, Jamna, and all these things here. Come story time, Yuvraj and Viraj.
Uh-huh.
So I was in Pakistan, right? I was studying there. Now we're students. So I had to go to India. From there, I went 6, 7, I can't remember. So anyway, but whilst I was a student, I went 2, 3 times. Then after I got married, I took my wife. And then, because I love history. So we go here, go there. So whilst I was a student, I'm sitting in third class.
Mm-hmm.
So one Babuji, Hindu gentleman, was sitting opposite me. So we're passing the Ganga and Jamna, the Ganges River. So he took the nariyal. I wonder if you know nariyal. Nariyal is the coconut. So he took it and he threw it. So I asked him, Babuji, I speak Hindi and Urdu. So I asked him, Babuji, kya kar rahe ho? What you doing? So he said, main khuda ko khilata hu. I'm feeding God. So I asked him, did khuda tujhe khilate hai ke tu khuda ko khilate
hai?
You feeding God or God is feeding you?
Subhanallah.
Now Babuji looked at me, see, but this man is speaking sense. How can I say I'm feeding God? So my brother Viraj, remember that, and Yuvraj, you know where the Ansar Center is, 189 West Street or West Road or whatever they call it, there in Overport.
Mm.
I will be there, 12:15, from 12 to 1 I'll be there, and you want to meet me, you're welcome, you come and meet me there, and you can shake hands, everything, no blessing business, we blessed already, Alhamdulillah.
Ustaz, Sister Irene wants to know that, why don't you guys eat pork? She says she wants to record you, Ustaz, if you guys don't mind, Ustaz.
Sister Irene, you record all my programs and you send it to whoever you want to. Ahlan wa sahlan, you're welcome to do that.
I mean,
I'm asking you 3 questions. Number one, my brother Dawood, Hafiz Dawood, Mehter is here to pick us up. So now we're going, but you carry on with the program. He'll drive slowly and we'll answer the question. So my sister Irene and all the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and Radio Lansar International. You see, God Almighty Allah created us, my sister Irene, and He told us this are the good food, and not only for Muslims. Ya ayyuha an-nas, O humankind, O people, kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. Consume that liquid solid which is pure, which is halal, lawful. So when you buy a car, they tell you, yeah, you have to put petrol, yeah, you have to put diesel, yeah, you have to put oil. Now, if you go put the wrong thing, you know what will happen. The car engine will seize, all big problems. So input, output has to take place. That is for Muslims. For you, my sister Irene, so did you study a swine? Did you study the khinzir?
Mm.
You will see the khinzir, the swine, the pig always keeps on looking down. Remember that. Why is looking down? It always wants more and more filth, more and more dirt, and so forth. Reason number one. They will study the mating and everything of the khinzir, of the swine. So they have one female and then they'll have the male. So this female swine will be there and it will call and invite more and more. Come, 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 do all your things with me. So then when you, I mean, I say you, Sister Irene, I don't mean you per se. When that person, he partakes of the pork bangers and he takes part of the swine, so then you have the OG mentality. Then you are what you eat. Our third example, I was in the plane. So people can see me, I'm a Muslim and you know all this. And then I tell them, you know what, don't think you're sitting next to Osama bin Laden. My name is AK, and you ask anything about Islam, anything, and I'll answer you under. So one guy asked me, that why you don't eat swine and pork, you know? So I said, see, if I call you, you're the goat sheep, what you will say? He said, yeah, but it's not good, you know. I say, you're a cow? He said, no. I say, you're a pig? He said, no, please don't. I see, but if I call you a pig, you don't like it, you hate it, you detest it. But when the pork bangers come, then you want the first one to eat it. Now, how you reconcile that two? You got your answer, Sister Irene? Stay away from wine, dine, and swine culture. Then that human being will be a true human being, and he will have peace, tranquility, provided that he has true iman and true faith and conviction, and then his Islam will become good. That is our answer and response. Barakallahu feek, jazakallahu khair, salamu alaikum. Tomorrow, no program in the morning. Tomorrow, 2 to 4, inshallah. Allah on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba. 2 to 4 will be the Q&A with Hafiz Hussain Wadi. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.